We're going to go on a journey today, the Trust God journey. They got my stool back here for me in case they don't like me collapsing on the floor for some reason. But God looks after you and me the same way, through love. You and I are able to stand in this world through love. The love that Almighty God has given for our benefit. So God says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to trust me. Trust me. Trust you in what, Lord? In everything. Whatever's going on in your life, I want you to trust me. There's nothing going on with you that I'm not in control of. Now, we ask the question, well, Lord, what did I do so bad to deserve all the stuff that's going on in my life? How many times do we really think about stuff like that? Is anyone out there that actually doesn't have any problems in your life? Somebody check their pulse. You see, life is that way. Life deals with pain. Life always gives joy at some point. Sometimes we think, well, the pain, though, is greater than the joy. You can be joyous right in the middle of the pain. Folks, listen to me. As your pastor wants to share with you such love from a father who says, trust me. I want to help you. I want to be the one that's going to be there with you, that's going to straighten whatever the situation is. I want to straighten it out for you. That's the God I serve. That's the God who called me to preach. That's the God who's watching over you. And everything that is going on in your life, he knows about. Did he cause it? No, not everything. He did not cause it. But I will tell you this. He allowed it. And then we asked the question, why, Lord? Why? What about you and I taking a step back and looking at the God we trust and just admit, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you in what's going on. I don't know what kind of a lesson, Father, you're getting ready to teach. And I don't know who it is that the lesson is for. But Father, if it pleases you, thank you. Lord, I know you love me. I know you care. Therefore, I understand that bad things are going to happen to good people. Well, I even read in the book, it rains on the just as well as the unjust. The storms come. Good people are caught in the storms. The storms of life come, and good people are caught up in those storms. I don't understand it, but I do know who's in control. His name is Jesus. Amen. His Father in heaven is looking at you, looking at me. His Father cares what's going on with you. And God says to us, trust me. I got this. I got you. You know, I get excited over knowing that the Lord has me. Now, I told you all, and I admitted to this, that I was wrong, that I sinned when I had gotten to the point in my life I was looking more forward to going on and being with the Lord than I was staying here in all this pain. And that was wrong. It was wrong on my part. That's a cheap way out, Christian. You decided, look, I don't like my life anymore. Too much pain in my life. That is a cheap way out. God said, I went through the pain for you. I watched my son hang on that cross just for you. You see, I can't do God any good if I'm not in his physical body when it comes to being able to promote his gospel. If I go on home, then I have to quit promoting the gospel of Jesus. You don't need to hear it there in heaven. It's already done. You're living it. And God says, I want you to pay attention. Jesus said it this way himself. John 14:1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. Trust in God and trust in me. Trust. When you trust, that means the one you're putting the trust in, you know, has your best interest at heart. We have trouble as human beings. Too many have betrayed our trust. Too many times we betrayed the trust of others. Humans are, we just have flaws. Have you noticed that? Humans just have flaws. But that's okay. Don't you understand that goes along with the human part? We're going to have them. We're going to have the aches. We're going to have the pain. But the Lord says, trust in me. God the Father's looking at each one of us through his Son, Jesus. You see, I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. Therefore, I'm born again, born from above, Brother Randy, born anew. I'm going to heaven, but I got a job to do. And that's to present the gospel that our Savior has given us. And I want you to have peace on the journey. I want you to have peace in the process of the pain that you're going through. I'm sorry you're hurting. I'm sorry so many have those type of horrible pains in your life. But I want you to know, our Savior cares. It's not that he's turned his back on you. He's right here with you. He cares, and he wants you to let him come in to bring the peace that only he can bring. Life is not always fair. But God is. God is always fair. As a matter of fact, he's so fair, he gives all the grace that you can handle. I receive more power to trust when I use the trust power he has given me. Do we know why? No. Don't get caught up in trying to find out why. I want you to look for what's the answer. How do I deal with this? How am I going to be able to help my family, to help those around me, to make a difference in someone's life? God says, when you trust me, then you will admit that he is the one that decides what goes on in your life. Hear it again. When I trust God, then I admit that he's the one that decides what to allow in my life. Each one of us are individualist. You have your own personality. Certain things you can handle that somebody else can't handle like you do. So God will allow all of the certain things to happen in your life as an example for someone out there who is watching. Someone's going to get a blessing because of your life. Someone's going to get a blessing because of who you are. And you become that shining light for Christ by trusting God. God says, trust me. What's not to trust? He's never let me down. Never. Every mess I ever got in, I got in myself. You all did too. We put ourselves right out there. Who's the one that always comes, picks us up? The Lord. Who's the one that always hugs us, dusts us off, and puts us back on the trail? Christ. He says, I care about who you are. Therefore, listen to Daniel 4:35. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to him. He has the power to do as he pleases. Yeah, now you quit saying that yourself. You don't have that power. That's a foolish challenge, isn't it? God, I'll do what I want. Please don't do that. That's really a foolish proclamation to make, because you won't do anything. God says, I love you. Therefore, the God that loves you, he's going to protect you. Who's your worst enemy? You are. Look in the mirror. You are. You cause more damage in your life. So the Lord is going to watch over you and protect you against you. Now, as he does that, he has the power to do as he pleases among the angels of heaven and with those who live on earth. Did you hear that? Of the angels of heaven and those who live on earth. No one can stop him or challenge him, saying, what do you mean by doing these things? Job refused to bring a railing accusation against God. Job told the truth. He said, I don't know of anything that I've done that rates this. He didn't. It wasn't because of anything that he had done. But how many of us have learned a lesson from reading the story of Job? How many of us see that pain that Job went through and can relate it to some kind of pain in your own life? You see, trust God on your journey. And as you're walking down that pathway of life and you feel all hell coming against you, you just remember this. Don't worry about all hell coming against you, because all heaven has already come down. Amen. You are lifted up. You are protected. Well, Brother Larry, I don't feel protected. Then get on your face and cry out to God. That's your hard-hearted, sin-sick Baptist spirit. You trust the one who created you. How many times did he let you down? Please don't challenge God that way. He loves you. He does not want to see the pain. And when you have it, when you have the brokenness that's coming on in your life, see it as a lesson for someone somewhere and appreciate it. And I've told you all that many, many times over these last 27, 28 years that I've been with you. When you and I meet in heaven, and we will, yes, yeah, read the book, we will know each other in heaven. And I got news for you. You're going to look good. You've been shined up by your Savior and presented to God the Father. He knows your name. He's got you polished. He hands you to God the Father. And we will live with him forever in love and harmony, No more sickness. No more pain. No more death. None of that foolish stuff. To us, what we see on this earth that causes us so much pain. I tell you, my friends, it's not physical. It's just not. It's the spiritual. The power of the Most High coming down to touch the heart that is broken, putting a family back together, mending a broken spirit, putting together the brokenness that we see in this world. The Spirit came down, and glory filled my soul. Listen to me. Don't you worry about what you see. For what you see cannot harm you. It's the unseen in your life that has the power. It's the unseen host at every meal that looks to the heart of each one at the table. It's that unseen spirit right in the middle and right in the depth of the brokenness of a death, of a separation, of an illness. For God has come down so heaven and glory can fill your soul. Look to the Christ you cannot physically see. For in that look that you're giving towards heaven, all eyes are on you. And the smile of a heavenly Father can be seen because one of his children has looked in his direction. You see, I don't have to cry out. I don't have to get down and beg, Lord, please, 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 Lord, won't you come down? He's already here. He's already here. He already knows. He's just waiting for you and me to lift our heart, to lift our spirit, to get excited over what's to come. You see, I don't have to wait for the touch of the Master. He's already given it to me. I don't have to worry about, will this happen? I trust God in His Word, and He says, count on it. And by the way, Larry, count on it that you're already here with me. I'm already there. Don't you get it? That's what the Scripture was trying to tell us. But right now in this physical, we have work to do. We have the glory of God to proclaim. And the Lord says, trust me on this. For I will not lead you astray. Trust me. Many people say, well, I want to see the healing. I want to see the miracle. Look, folks, you and I are already a miracle. Think of all the damage that you've done to yourself and your own body in your lifetime. And you're sitting here breathing and appreciating the glory of God and the blessings that only God can give. So the Lord has come down. He has touched your heart. He has lifted up your life, and He's wanting you to be His light for somebody out there that can't see. As a Christian, you can see that which is unseen. But the non-believing world doesn't know what I'm talking about. It's foreign to them. How will they know if you don't stick around to be able to tell them? How are they going to learn without a preacher? How are they going to learn without a teacher? How are they going to appreciate love if you and I do not express the love of God and show them that love? The love through forgiveness. The love through mercy. The love through joy. You know, I'm happy every one of you all were born, because I get to be your friend. Now, Jane, I don't care whether you want me to be your friend or not. I'm your friend. Our friends. We love. We respect. We rejoice. You know why? I trust God. Now, as I'm walking along, I continue to make the mistakes of life. You will too. Well, let me bring this to your attention. You're still human. You're going to have a bad cases of the stupids a lot of times in your life. You're just going to do those things, and you're going to look at yourself, and you're going to wonder, I cannot believe that. But I want you to know something. I got a God who tells me to trust Him, that what He started in me, what He started in you, He will finish it. You don't know how to finish it. Half the time, we don't even know what path we're on. Half the time, we're going in circles. Just like my grandson told me every time we go on that trip, Papa, you're going in circles. You and I will never, ever be able to get to where God wants us unless God is giving us the direction and leading us. So He sent His Son, Jesus. He sent His Son, knowing that His Son was going to be put on that cross, knowing that His Son was going to have to die my death for me, your death for you. No, I'm a Christian. I can't die. Here's something, though, that I want everybody to hear. No human being is ever going to die. Hear me. Everyone was created to live forever. You will live forever somewhere. You need to pick where you're going to live for eternity. We're eternal beings. We are spirit. All this body's going to go. Yes. Oh, it's so sad to see this pain and ache and all. Trust me. The body's gone. I ain't. Joey, I'm going to be with you, brother. We're going to be together at supper table, at the Lord's table, Brother Randy. We're going to be there because I trust God. When we trust God, we see opportunities in our troubles. We see opportunities in our troubles. Why do troubles come? So you can see opportunities. Folks, we're sinful by nature. If we don't have something to wake us up, we're just going to live in sin and just keep going. No. The Lord does not want us to hurt. He wants us to have that peace. But He said, I will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. The world won't be able to understand the peace I give you, where you can laugh in the eyes of death or pain. None of us who are hurting, as bad as we are, want that pain of the cancers. But we got it. Suck it up, Marine. We got it. Therefore, deal with it. How do I deal with it? Well, Larry, what have you learned about the cancers? Absolutely nothing. Except they hurt. They hurt. And the stuff you go through. What have you learned? I've learned to trust the Lord. I've learned the more I trust, the more He shows me the peace inside my heart. You know why people give up? Because they see no hope. People will give up when they see no hope for a future. But those people need to hear something. If you're a Christian, there's always hope. There's always a future. And it's a good one. So therefore, be about your Father's business. Whatever you can do to help someone on planet Earth, please do it. Express love. Express forgiveness. Give them help. Reach that hand out to show them that you care. James 1, 2, and 3. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. Lord, I've hurt more this week than I've hurt in my whole life. Never had the kind of pain that I went through this week. So therefore, let it be an opportunity for joy. You know, I got a little problem with that part of it. Don't you? But I got news for you. I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Ought to be a song on that, Randy. It's the kind of joy that will lift you up. The world doesn't understand. The joy of knowing that you got this made. You don't know why you're going through it, but trust me, you'll get through it. I will. Oh, I'm enjoying conquering the cancers and fighting this battle. You know what I hope it does? I hope it shows those out there who doesn't know Christ that Christians really do believe what they say they believe. If I tell you and preach to you every Sunday that I know that I'm in God's hand and God's got this, and then I whine and moan because that I have cancers or something, the Agent Orange poisoning or whatever it is that I have, and then I say, well, Lord, why me? What do they learn from that? But if you will stand strong, I'll go ahead and hurt. Be like your pastor. Get out in the middle of the yard and start yelling and screaming. Nobody's going to hear you anyway. And then get up. But do this. In all you do and whatever you do, trust God. There's a reason for your situation. And there's a Savior right there beside of you. And that Savior loves you to the depth. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. The endurance, running the race just a little longer to help bring someone in, someone that doesn't know Jesus. Be an example for that one who doesn't know Christ, but lift him up and let them know, no, it's not by your power, but by the power of a God who says, trust me. When we trust God, we witness the power of Jesus. You know, trusted God that He was sending His Son. He sent His Son. He sent His Son. The book that He sent us, He's followed through with. Every promise He's ever promised, He will keep and has kept. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. Each time He said, My gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. Oh, then Paul says, so now I am glad to boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ may work through me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Being weak in body has no power over your spirit. Being weak in the body cannot control the greatness and the power of feeling the hand of Christ as He reaches down to help steady you as you get up. Oh, listen. I have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. Won't you please, Christian, introduce your friend to someone who doesn't have one? And if they don't know Jesus, I guarantee you, they don't know a friend like you know a friend. Because there's not a one greater. And frankly, it don't get any better than that. Your pastor loves you. I will pray for you. I do continually. And I know that God not only has a miracle in your life, you already are one. Just appreciate what He's already given you. When you appreciate what He's given you, and you say, Lord, I don't need any more, watch out, for the windows of heaven will be open, and more will be poured onto you than you can imagine. The blessings, far beyond all understanding. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Heavenly Father, for the blessings and the joy of salvation. I ask, Father, now that as You touch our life, You touch us in a special way, giving us strength, courage, and holy boldness, Father. I thank You for Your love. I thank You for Your mercy. All of those we've lifted in prayer today, Father, and others that we have on our heart, we lift to You now. Touch them, Father, that You and they may be one, and we will be one as You and Jesus are one. We ask that blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.